Support for NPR comes from Capital One. With the Capital One Quicksilver Card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, presenting Zoo Lights, holidays from around the world. Now through December 31st, with private igloos for rent. Reservations and tickets at topekazoo.org. Thought we'd begin our noon hour with a recording from the KPR archives of the KU Symphony Orchestra and Chorus, with Gustav Holst's Christmas Carol Medley, here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson with more for your Christmas holiday in this noon hour and until 3 p.m. We'll listen later to the Royal Hospital Chapel Choir and English carols from Ray Vaughan Williams, as well as the Gulbenkian Foundation Orchestra, with a little Christmas waltz from Emil von Teufel. That's all just ahead, here on a Monday afternoon. Glad that you could be with us for some more holiday fun. We'll spend time next with the Canadian Brass Ensemble, led in this instance by Kazuyoshi Akiyama, and we'll dial the clock way back, all the way back to the 1500s, enjoying Christmas Vespers of Claudio Monteverde, next with the Canadian Brass on Kansas Public Radio. A deep dive into Christmas is past from the 1500s. Christmas Vespers of Claudio Monteverde, performed by the Canadian Brass Ensemble, conducted for us by Kazuyoshi Akiyama, on Kansas Public Radio. 1224 now. A bit later on in the noon hour, we'll have along the Gulbenkian Foundation Orchestra for Roses de Noël, the Christmas Roses Waltz of Emil von Teufel. That and a good deal more holiday fun still to come here on this Monday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu. And Kansas City PBS, featuring Nick Haines and local guest experts, sharing insights and context around major news stories on Week in Review, available wherever you get your podcasts. Right now on the KU campus, starting to become sunny with temperatures of 55 degrees. High of 56 today. For tonight, we'll have a low of 38 degrees with some patchy fog rolling in overnight. It'll be a bit foggy for tomorrow morning, becoming sunny with a high of 62. We're joined next by the Royal Hospital Chapel Choir for holiday music by Ray Vaughan Williams, put together for the Christmas season in 1919, featuring eight carols, popular in different English counties within the last 10 years of the late 19th century. Eight traditional English carols next on Kansas Public Radio. Eight traditional English Christmas carols put together for the Christmas season of 1919 by Ray Vaughan Williams, performed there by the Royal Hospital Chapel Choir on Kansas Public Radio. A little over 10 minutes to go now until the top of the hour, and our next NPR News update. We've got classics and holiday offerings till 3 p.m. And it's also just about here, a Christmas Eve tradition for 100 years. Join us on Wednesday morning for the broadcast from England of a festival of nine lessons and carols featuring the King's College Choir. For many, this annual event from Cambridge marks the start of the Christmas season. A festival of nine lessons and carols. Hear that Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. with a repeat broadcast Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. here on KPR. Temperatures in the mid-50s. Under mostly sunny skies for this afternoon. Tonight should be partly cloudy with a low of 38 and some patchy fog after midnight. Tomorrow morning should be a little foggy until about 10 a.m. or so, giving way to sunny skies and temperatures around 62 for tomorrow. The little time left in this hour will bring in the Gulbenkian Foundation Orchestra for Roses de Noël, or Christmas Roses, from French composer Emile Waldteufel, next on Kansas Public Radio. Roses de Noël, Christmas Roses, waltz from Emile Waldteufel, performed by the Gulbenkian Foundation Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio, where it is just about 1 p.m. Stay tuned next for news from NPR, with more wonderful holiday music in the next hour when we'll hear the Royal Scottish National Orchestra and Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov's Christmas Eve Suite, along with holiday music from The Wire's Boston Camerata and others. Stay with us on KPR.
9 Lessons and Carols on Christmas Eve from American Public Media.
A festival of 9 Lessons and Carols, which you can hear at 9 a.m. Wednesday morning here on Kansas Public Radio. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan.
You are listening to NPR News from New York City.
Support for NPR comes from Made in Cookware. Made in Cookware is crafted by chefs, for chefs, and designed for restaurants and home kitchens around the world. Their cookware can be found at madeincookware.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. The Nicholas Esterhazy Symphonia bringing us an old Christmas carol presented in the style of a Baroque-era tune, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, with a little bit more music, classical music, and holiday fun for your Monday afternoon. The Scottish National Orchestra has quite the performance for you later, with a suite from the opera Christmas Eve by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. We'll hear as well from the violin and cello duo The Wires, with holiday music as well. Thanks for being a part of things on Kansas Public Radio on this Monday afternoon. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on O'Connell Children's Shelter, serving Douglas County in northeast Kansas, offering residential and prevention services to at-risk children and families, as well as foster home support. Information at O'ConnellChildrensShelter.org. All last week, we've been hearing from the Boston Camerata from their American Christmas album, which was comprised of carols, hymns, and spirituals popular around the late 18th century, American colonial times. We have one final Christmas medley from that album to enjoy next. Joel Cohen and the Boston Camerata with I Wonder As I Wander on Kansas Public Radio. I Wonder As I Wander, a Christmas medley performed by the Boston Camerata, led by Joel Cohen, from their album An American Christmas, on Kansas Public Radio. 1:24 now, and still to come, members of The Wire, Sasha Groshang and Laurel Morgan Parks, with more holiday music for you, and indeed, holiday offerings until 3 this afternoon. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence and their Yoga Basics 8-week series starting on Wednesday, January 7th, that introduces the families of yoga poses and helps develop a consistent practice. Passes at yogacenterofLawrence.org. And Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise. On the KU campus, 58 degrees at the moment. Tonight, we'll have partly cloudy skies, a low of 38 degrees, with some fog rolling in overnight. And tomorrow should be a bit of a foggy morning, becoming sunny with a high of 62 for Tuesday. We'll spend a bit of time next with the Royal Scottish National Orchestra and conductor Naomi Yarvey to enjoy a suite from an 1895 opera by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov that told the story of villagers in Ukraine in the 18th century dealing with the devil stealing away the moon on one Christmas Eve night. We'll hear the suite from Christmas Eve next on KPR. The Royal Scottish National Orchestra, conductor Naomi Yarvey, and music by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. A suite from his 1895 opera, Christmas Eve, here on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 5 minutes to go now until our next NPR News update. We're live, we're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia. And always online for you, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu. To take us up to news time, here are The Wires, a violin and cello duo made up of Sasha Groshang and Laura Morgan Parks, with a little holiday music for us on KPR. The Wires, violin and cello duo made up of Sasha Groshang and Laurel Morgan Parks, with a splendid and vibrant version of We Wish You a Merry Christmas here on Kansas Public Radio. About 2 p.m. now, and stay tuned next for NPR News. The next hour of classical music brings us the sound of an Italian Christmas from the Baroque era with the work of Corelli and Scarlatti.
It's Leila Fadin. Look.
Morning Edition, weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, online at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for NPR comes from Capital One with the Capital One Quicksilver Card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Players of the Chestnut Brass Company and the Choral Guild of Atlanta, led by Anthony Newman, bringing us the Christmas lullaby of John Rutter on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to be with you for one more go-around of classical music and holiday fun on a Monday afternoon. Between now and 3 p.m., more holiday classics, such as a visit later from the Atlanta Symphony and Robert Shaw Chorale with a delightful Christmas carol medley for us. We hear as well the players of cello rondo with Corelli's Christmas Concerto. We've actually got the sound of an Italian Baroque Christmas quite a bit for you in this 2 p.m. hour. What we have for you next is the Masks Ensemble, with music by Alessandro Scarlatti, and Christmas music commissioned by some Italian noble quite a few years back, the Christmas Cantata of Scarlatti. This is music that would have been performed as the prelude to an abundant feast served between the first vespers of the Nativity and Midnight Mass on Christmas Eve. Scarlatti's Christmas Cantata with the Masks Ensemble, next on Kansas Public Radio. The Masks Ensemble, and from Alessandro Scarlatti. Here's Christmas Cantata on Kansas Public Radio. It is about 2:30 now. At 3 p.m., it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing automatic backup battery systems for uninterrupted power for residential homes or businesses. More information is at cromwellsolar.com. About 60 degrees now on the KU campus, sunny skies. This evening we'll have partly cloudy skies, a low of 39 degrees, and apparently a bit of patchy fog overnight. Tomorrow morning should be a bit foggy, giving way to sunny skies, a high of about 60 on Tuesday. About 67 on Wednesday, and for Christmas Day, it's expected to be around 72. You know, as a KPR listener, you can always leave an inspired and lasting gift to our community by making a gift through your will. For more information, talk with your legal or financial advisor, or email us at legacy@kansaspublicradio.org. We'll stay with the sound of an Italian Baroque Christmas next, with a pastoral or Christmas concerto of Arcangelo Corelli with the Cello Rondo Ensemble on KPR. Concerto Grosso, number 8, the Pastoral or Christmas Concerto by Arcangelo Corelli, with a version for us performed by the Cello Rondo Ensemble here on Kansas Public Radio. 2:43 now, and at 3 p.m., it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Later on this evening at 7 o'clock, we've got a special treat for you. Welcome Christmas, the perennial Christmas favorite from Vocal Essence, one of the world's premier choral groups. We've got an hour of traditional carols, along with new discoveries for you tonight. Welcome Christmas is this evening at 7 p.m. here on Kansas Public Radio. Right now on the KU campus, 60 degrees and sunny skies. As we mentioned earlier, it's not exactly going to be chilly this Christmas. Tonight, we'll have partly cloudy skies, a low of 39 degrees, with patchy fog overnight. Tomorrow morning should be a bit foggy, but after about 10 a.m. or so, it should turn mostly sunny, a high of 59 degrees. Tuesday night's low, 43. On Wednesday, we should have a high of about 67 degrees, and then on Christmas Day, it should be near about 72 degrees. We bring you the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra and Robert Shaw Chorale next. To cap off this 3 p.m. hour of the classics, a Christmas festival for you with a big sound. Christmas Eve Suite number 3 next on Kansas Public Radio. A Christmas Carol medley from the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra and Robert Shaw Chorale here on Kansas Public Radio. As we're just about wrapping up our 3 p.m. hour of classical music and holiday fun here on a Monday afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson. I want to thank you very much for joining me today. But do keep it right here for All Things Considered from NPR News. Then later on tonight at 7 p.m., we've got a special treat for you tonight. Welcome Christmas, the perennial Christmas favorite from Vocal Essence, one of the world's premier choral groups. There'll be an hour of traditional carols and some new discoveries. Join us for Welcome Christmas. That's tonight at 7 p.m. here on KPR, and of course, from 8 to 9, Classics Live. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU in KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. You can listen online anytime at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Tonight in northeast and east central Kansas, partly cloudy, a low of 39 degrees, patchy fog after midnight. Tomorrow, a foggy morning, becoming mostly sunny, the high near 59. Support for All Things Considered on KPR comes from Tom Harper with Stevens Real Estate, specializing in helping people buy and sell unique and older homes in Lawrence. More information at tom-harper.com or on Instagram at Lawrence Modern. And the historic Eldridge Hotel, offering dining experiences and gift cards this holiday season. Menus and details online at eldridgehotel.com. It's 3 o'clock.